Zimbabwe's opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai was severely assaulted in custody and in bad shape, according to his lawyer. Tsvangirai, leader of the Movement for Democratic Change, had to be taken to hospital for treatment following his arrest on Sunday over a banned rally. Riot police patrolled volatile districts in Zimbabwe's capital Harare today, a day after crushing a prayer meeting organised in defiance of a ban on political rallies. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's systematically brutal handling of political opponents has tarnished his reputation internationally. Editor of neighbouring South Africa's Catholic Weekly, the Southern Cross newspaper, Gunther Sirimacher, says South Africa has the key to stopping Zimbabwe's plunge into near-total chaos.
Things in Zimbabwe seem to be almost unimaginably bad for a country that at one point was seen as Africa's breadbasket. The last few years, unaccountably, Mr. Mugabe's regime has taken decisions that have resulted in a downward spiral, and Zimbabwe now at the moment is in a state where people are starving to death, where political freedom certainly is extremely circumscribed. I think the key to the solution in the Zimbabwean crisis rests with South Africa. And unfortunately, the South African government is very reluctant to make any direct intervention in Zimbabwe. The leader of the opposition party in South Africa, the Democratic Alliance, has condemned the action yesterday, and he has called on President Thabo Mbeki to review the government's policy on Zimbabwe, the quiet diplomacy policy as it is known. Mr. Leon, who is the leader of the DA, said that the events yesterday negate the multi-party approach which Mr. Mbeki has advocated as a solution to the crisis in Zimbabwe.